Hate crimes legislation passes the House. American Christians are the targets. The stakes are high for Christians in India's elections, and a ministry in Ecuador leads the way in swine flu prep. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The ominous hate crimes bill, H.R. 1913, passed the United States House of Representatives 249-175, paving the way to conspicuously curtail religious freedom. International Christian Concern is more than concerned. ICC's President Jeff King says with the House passage,
it now goes to the Senate Judiciary Committee. If they release it, it'll go to the Senate. If the Senate passes it, which, assuming they will then, boom, it's law, goes to the president, he signs it. He won't veto it, he's going to sign it.
The bill could target churches preaching the biblical view of homosexuality or Christ being the only way to salvation. While King says Christians need to pray, that's not enough.
It can be a cop-out, and I hate to say that, but people can say, they just throw up a prayer and that's it. Christians are a majority of this country, but we're asleep. And if we would just get up, get off the couch, pick up the phone, we can make a heck of a lot of noise. We could see a lot happen.
Go to our website to contact members of the Judiciary Committee. We turn next to India's elections. The stakes are high for believers. World Bible Translation Center's team member in India, whom we'll call Samson, says Christians have already suffered at the hands of the Hindu nationalists. The Bharatiya Janata Party would likely bring further erosion to religious freedom.
We need a government appointed by the Lord. The government has to support the church, support the missions, and we need a secular government who can stand for truth.
Disruption to the Tamil Nadu Bible distribution project has been minimal.
Evangelists and distributors have restricted their movements to a certain extent, but the work has never stopped.
Samson says they just launched a new website specifically for India. It provides contact in areas too dangerous for their team.
Where people do not have access to the Word of God, or where movement is restricted, or where carrying the Bibles is restricted, people can read the Bible in their own houses, or in the nearby cyber cafe.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Today marks the 29th anniversary of the end of a terrorist siege in London's Iranian embassy. The mindset of the gunman remains prevalent today, prompting thousands to flee. Many wind up in England, where evangelist Sammy Tippett recently met with them and preached the gospel.
Most of them were believers, but quite a number of them were not believers. And I preached, and God just moved in a mighty way. There were about 25 Muslims who came to Christ. There were many, many Christians who recommitted their lives to Christ.
Tippett notes many immigrants arrive with misconceptions, disillusionment, and a lot of hope. It's the perfect soil for the gospel to take root.
And if the church could rise up and really be a light to the new wave of immigrants that are coming in, I believe that we could see a great revival that would affect not only our nations, but also back into those nations in the Middle East.
Pray for the churches in England who will be discipling these new believers. Next, an HCJB Global Hospital is leading Ecuador's preparations to fight the swine flu. Specialists at the hospital have worked with the U.S. Navy and international organizations to track and identify two kinds of influenza. No cases of swine flu have appeared in the country yet, but the hospital has ordered antiviral medicine and made plans for identifying and handling possible cases. Pray for the hospital's witness for the gospel in Ecuador as it faces the threat of a global pandemic. And within 5 years of leaving a state-run orphanage, one out of five orphan graduates is homeless in Russia. According to Russian ministries, one out of two graduates commit a crime, and 7 out of 10 girls is involved in prostitution. The only way to put an end to these figures is by sharing the gospel with orphans early on. Russian ministries offers a summer camp to do just that, but they need your help. To learn how you can help, visit our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called The Choice, America's Road to Ruin or Renewal, call 1-800-995-4828. Will America continue down the road to ruin or spiritual revival and moral renewal? That's The Choice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.